entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the Grin and Gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning. Music all day.
98Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down. I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there, watching them. Big old yellow bug, it's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the most intense day of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah since the Gaza war began. Israel today has struck more than 300 targets in Lebanon. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Lebanon reporting over 100 dead, dozens injured. The IDF calling on Lebanese civilians to leave buildings, even towns where Hezbollah is operating, sending that message by text in recorded calls and radio announcements. Thousands of Lebanese getting in their cars, fleeing north towards Beirut.
The Middle East East expected to be a major topic this week at the UN General Assembly. Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll deliver an economic speech this week. Polls show former President Trump more trusted to handle the economy. In key swing states, a set of New York Times Siena College polls found Trump slightly leading Harris in Arizona, and the two about evenly matched in North Carolina. There's a bipartisan spending deal in place that would avoid a government shutdown. This is ABC News. General Motors is temporarily laying off more than 1,000 workers at a plant in Kansas. They'll be out until late next year as the factory's assembly lines are overhauled. There were lots of scares this past weekend in movie theaters.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Ghosts beat out alien robots at this weekend's box office with the horror comedy sequel Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, taking in $26 million.
Where's Optimus Prime?
Transformers 1, a new release, earned $25 million. Horror movies Speak No Evil and Never Let Go, as well as superhero team-up Deadpool and Wolverine, round out the top five. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Your morning pick-me-up may pick your pocket a little more as Brazil's worst drought in 70 years is cutting into coffee bean production that's pushing prices higher, while heat and drought in the world's number two coffee producer, Vietnam, is affecting the crop. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce several upcoming events. According to a Facebook post and the official calendar available on the Chamber of Commerce website, that's business.parkfalls.com, there's many upcoming events in October, including Lena Palooza Fall UTV ATV Ride at Lena's Northern Pines, Jordan's Way Tour fundraiser, Kakin's Animal Rescue, both on the 5th. The 17th is the Park Falls Chamber Fall Banquet and Annual Meeting at Lena's Northern Pines. The 19th is Kakin's Pause for a Cause Walk at the Phillips Municipal Building, and the Scareaway Cancer Halloween Fun Run to Willie Still at Bobbers on the Lake. And the 26th is the Fright Fest in downtown Park Falls. That's 2nd Avenue North and Prizer Park. You can check out the full calendar at business.parkfalls.com for more details and more events. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Service.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MuroCraft Boat Sales and Service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges state citizens to help maintain a healthy white-tailed deer herd by avoiding baiting and feeding these wild animals. More details on why that's so important when we return. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters and the public to help prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease and other illnesses between deer by following all baiting and feeding bans and refraining from these activities in areas where no bans are in effect. Baiting and feeding encourage deer to congregate unnaturally around a specific location. This creates an environment where deer infected with CWD or some other illness can quickly spread their infection through direct contact with healthy deer or even indirect contact via the environment. To mitigate these risks and slow the spread of CWD, state law requires baiting and feeding bans within any county with a confirmed CWD-positive wild or captive deer or any county within 10 miles of the location of a positive deer. For more information on baiting and feeding regulations and a map of counties with active bans, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Baiting and Feeding Regulations. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 71 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high back up to 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98 Q Country.
Sun over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up, open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me. tractor sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a boost. stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
You know, to wake you up in the morning, it's a good one.
98Q Country.
Morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows, and the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
A little Garth on a Monday morning at 98Q Country. Country Classics brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwi.com. And they're on Facebook, too. We're getting some good work done already this morning. Lots of folks texting in for our Text to Win contest. Another chance for you later on this hour, four times a day. And we'll do that again all this week. Just put that Civic Media app on your phone and get ready to text us a keyword. You never know. You could win $100. You could win some gold jewelry. You might even win those tickets to see Green Bay in New Orleans on December the 23rd. That's looking like it could be a pretty big game right now, because New Orleans is having a nice year. They're off to a good start so far. That could be a couple of the top teams in the NFC going at it at Lambeau Field on a cold December the 23rd. We'll get to some birthdays in just a moment here. By the way, our Text to Win contest brought to you by Nemeth Implement, your authorized dealer for Bush Hog, Bobcat, Mahindra, and many others. And they have weekly local deliveries. They're located out in Stetsonville, NemuthImplement.com. Nemuth, M-I-E-M-U-T-H, Nemuth, I-M-P, Implement.com. So check them out. If that's what you like to do, we'll get to those birthdays in a moment. 715-762-3221. If you got a local birthday, we give away a cake every Friday. Today is Redhead Appreciation Day today, so we appreciate the redheads today. Redheads today. Congress has avoided a government shutdown. Seems like we go through this like every other week, aren't we, talking about a government shutdown? But apparently they have avoided it, so that's good for us, I guess. Quite a weekend of high school football around the area. Rib Lake had a nice win over Birchwood Winter. It was Shawamigan falling to Flambeau. Flambeau won that one, and Phillips got a win over Prentice in football action this past Friday night. We'll get the games of Phillips and Shawamigan archived for you. We're downloading those as we speak. Those will be on our website at 98qcountry.com a little bit later on here this morning. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. Let's do that, and we'll come back with birthdays on the other side.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the most intense day of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah since the Gaza war began. Israel today has struck more than 300 targets in Lebanon. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Lebanon reporting over 100 dead, dozens injured. The IDF calling on Lebanese civilians to leave buildings, even towns where Hezbollah is operating, sending that message by text in recorded calls and radio announcements. Thousands of Lebanese getting in their cars, fleeing north towards Beirut.
The Middle East expected to be a major topic this week at the UN General Assembly. Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll deliver an economic speech this week. Polls show former President Trump more trusted to handle the economy. In key swing states, a set of New York Times Siena College polls found Trump slightly leading Harris in Arizona, and the two about evenly matched in North Carolina. There's a bipartisan spending deal in place that would avoid a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
98Q Country.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 5th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., over in Brantwood, the Butcher and the Baker are having their Flannel Fest celebration. There's going to be live music by the Prairie Sparrows from 3 to 4 p.m., an open mic from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., meat bundle sales, raffles to benefit Honduras Well Projects, Mark's Famous Steak Sandwiches, giveaways and door prizes, and if you wear a flannel shirt, you get a free gift. There's also going to be beer, wine, and cider, and dogs are welcome. Vendors are welcome, too. For more information, call 715-564-3152. Once again, that is Saturday, October 5th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Brantwood for the Butcher and the Baker Flannel Fest. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, birthdays. We've got happy birthday wishes going out to Jenny Smart, who's celebrating today. And that is from your family and your friends there. Jenny, hope you have a terrific day today. Now, if you're celebrating on this 23rd day of September, some other celebrities that are celebrating include Anthony Mackie, the actor from the Hurt Locker and from Real Steel, 46 today. Don Heron, the BR549 steel guitarist, is 62. Elizabeth Pena, the actress from Down and Out in Beverly Hills, La Bamba, born on this day, 1961, passed back in 2014. Jason Alexander. Oh, Mr. George Costanza, one of the most disturbing characters maybe ever in the history of sitcoms, was the self-involved George Costanza. Self-involved, I guess, is that would be a good way to describe George Costanza. So he also, I mean, he did some other stuff too, but it's the Gilligan's Island thing. It's once you develop your face and that character and that voice, that's it. We'll always see you as George Costanza. It's a blessing and a curse. His real name is Jason Greenspan. George Costanza, Jason Alexander, is 65 today. June Forrester of the Forrester Sisters group is 68 today. Bruce Springsteen. Oh, this doesn't like a good, not like a good boss song. Little Glory Days. His album, his library. It gets better and better the deeper you get, for me anyway. I've always had, I think it was because when I was when I went to college, my roommate was a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, and he had every record of Bruce Springsteen, pre-internet, pre-CD. So we would put the needle to the record. We put the needle to the record, and we'd play a little Boss in the apartment in the dorm room. He is a rock and roll legend, no doubt about it. Very unique style he has. I don't know if I want to say a gruff, maybe a gruff style, if you want to call it that. But man, you get a little Born in the USA from the Boss, and it just gives you, ooh, 75 today for the Boss. Mary Kay Place, the actress from TV's Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Oh, that was a horrible show. It was just a terrible show. It was so bad, it was good. Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Mary Kay Place is 77 today. Ray Charles, the genius, they called him, was the most versatile musical star of his time, playing rock, soul, blues, jazz, country, and standards. The Blind Pianist, a heartfelt version of America the Beautiful, is still brings just chills when you hear that song. 12-time Grammy winner and a charter member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he died the same year that that Jamie Foxx won an Oscar when he portrayed him in the biopic Ray. Ray Charles Robinson, born on this day, 1930, passed in 2004. John Coltrane, the jazz saxophonist great, born on this day, 1926, passed in 1967. And Mickey Rooney, the 5'2" Hollywood icon, was twice nominated for a Best Actor Oscar in 1940s, as well as a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Bold and the Brave in 1957 and The Black Stallion in 1980. The Academy gave him his Juvenile Award in 1939 and an honorary Oscar for his 50-year career in 1983. He was married to Ava Gardner, was his first wife. Mickey Rooney, acting legend, born on this day, 1920. He passed back in 2014.
Pony Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. County Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 71 by Wednesday, sunshine with a high back up to 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Little sun left to burn in the blue sky, shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round, you're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff, I stuff in the back seat, nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Nothing but time tonight. Let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing but two-lane country on up ahead. Girl, you're so fine, I wouldn't mind if this is all we did. You got me high on kisses, you got me missing signs. Hard looking left when my world is on my right. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, laid back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing like a little you and me, low key. Right now I'm right where I wanna be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with.
And feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Same damn thing on a Walmart shelf, half price, and still look sexy, just as sexy.
designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore.
Jake Owen, 98Q.
More text to win chances coming up a little bit later this morning. Your Price County Senior Dining back at it again this week. Your menu for tomorrow, the 24th, includes a quarter-pound hot dog, German potato salad, baked beans, pumpkin bar. Sounds like a picnic. Sounds like a picnic. If you need more information or you want to order your meal ahead of time, do so by 1:30 the day before. Call them at 715-339-2158 for Price County Senior Dining. I posed to you this question today, and I know what the answer is going to be, but just put this in the back of your mind, all right? Before I pose the question, I'm going to reference something. I'm going to reference the fact that back in the day, many years, many moons ago, some of you may remember and some may not, when there was a young quarterback by the name of Drew Bledsoe who went down with an injury, all right? And everybody thought, well, when he comes back, he was a big buck quarterback, big dude, big man of the league. And he was replaced by someone by the name of Tom Brady. And then Drew Bledsoe never saw the field again for that team, for the Patriots. So I say to you, and I know you're going to giggle, you're going to laugh, you're going to say, Joel, oh, no. So Malik's in, you know. So let me ask you two questions, first of all. Would the Packers have won that game yesterday without that running versatility that Malik Willis provided? They still may probably. All right. So the second question I ask you, what if Jordan Love comes back out and the Packers lose three in a row and he's not good? Then what? I mean, there have been more bizarre quarterback scenarios that have happened in this world than if Malik took Jordan Love's job. I'm saying there are more bizarre things that have happened. And I know Packer fans right now are saying, it ain't going to happen, Joel. You're drinking, whatever. And I may be. But there are more bizarre things that have happened quarterback-wise. Quarterbacks know that when they leave the field, due to whatever reason, and somebody else comes in, there's always a chance that they may not get back out there, that they may not have that chance again. When you look at what's going on with the Vikings, I don't know if Sam Darnold's going to do this all year, but he has not been good, much maligned quarterback a lot of his career with teams that weren't very good. And right now he's one of the top three quarterbacks in all of football. He leads in touchdowns with a team that really wasn't supposed to have a very good offense. And so he's stepped in. And he was just supposed to be a backup for J.J. McCarthy, who was going to be the their draft pick, J.J. And now he went down with an injury, and now all of a sudden Sam Darnold is headed to the Pro Bowl. So it's just a bizarre league to watch, and that's why the NFL is so intriguing, because things can change so rapidly, and players that did not thrive in one system can jump into another one and just do really, really well. But Malik looked comfortable. I mean, his ability to take off was important. And with Jordan Love's, you know, strained MCL or whatever that is, when he gets back out into the field, most likely this Sunday, you're thinking to yourself, Packers don't want him running. I mean, that part of the game is probably not going to be on the table, at least for a few weeks. This could be a fun one. There's a couple of defenses that are really playing well. Packers, Vikings, Sunday noon. We'll have it for you right here on 98Q Country.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enbridge believes access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting the raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. She's a picture on a mantle above the fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on her birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl. Better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. Somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. If you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The man accused of plotting to assassinate Republican nominee Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last weekend has a hearing set for today. And ABC's Jim Ryan says prosecutors have compiled a document detailing Ryan Routh's activities.
A letter Routh left with a friend months ago began, "Dear World, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump." The note appears to assume that Routh failed and offers $150,000 to the person who, quote, can complete the job.
The former president holds campaign events in Pennsylvania today. A New York Times Siena College polls finds him slightly leading Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona,